the relationship between ambition and freedom is to let your ambition guide you to just the things that you do well and just the things that only you can do, and figure out along the way where you have to say no and you have to put a boundary up. Is this the right thing for us to be spending time on right now? Is this the right place for me to be? And that's actually where you get set free. It's not from doing everything. It's from doing just select things really, really well that are in full alignment and full authenticity.
Lindsay, you know I'm fucking sick of right now?
What?
Over responsibility.
Oh my God. Tell me more. I feel like we need a good like little mini therapy session today because we're both all fired up about stuff. I'm like, okay, let's just get on a pod and hammer this out because these are the real conversations we have every single freaking day. And I'm like, people need to hear what we're going through.
Oh my God. I feel okay. So I was just texting back and forth with one of my Capricorn friends, also called Natalie. And she was just asking me if I've been feeling stuff this week. And I'm like, yes, what's going on? And she was saying, I think this applies to Capricorn, yes, but generally to entrepreneurs and high achieving women, mothers, you name it, all of the things we all are. And Natalie said the over responsibility is a big one for our overall life lessons and growth. And it's one of the hardest things for us to let go of because it stems from feeling more safe when we are responsible for something and in control of it versus anyone else, and we trust ourselves. But there's also like a big heaviness in that as well. So it's been such a big learning for me over the last couple of years to let go of over responsibility. I mean, in so many different ways, like feeling over responsible for someone else's feelings. If they're not willing to go and do the work, why am I taking responsibility for their emotions? Like if they cannot go and process their emotions themselves, why should I take responsibility for not being able to share my emotions because theirs are bigger than mine? That's been a huge, huge one. You know, jumping in to do other people's jobs because I, you know, it's not happening and I want it to get done. So I just take extra responsibility and jump in and do it. Going along with what other people want so I don't upset them, even though it's so not aligned with what I want. I feel like I'm yelling at you. But do you know what I mean? Like, there's so much over, like, I do think high achieving women, and I think especially if you're running your own business, we like control. It's a problem.
Yeah.
We need to get better at saying no to things that are a no for us. We need to get better at knowing when someone else's emotion is fully their responsibility, or their reaction, their projection is their responsibility. And we do not need to be losing sleep over their reaction. And actually, we get to surround ourselves with people that do their own freaking work. Can't tell you how many times I've learned that lesson.
Right. Oh my God. So many.
I'm on one.
No, I know. And I think it, like, I'm your biggest cheerleader and agreeer too, because I often feel this way. And it was like the whole premise of Motherload was this, exactly what you said. It's like we feel more safe as mothers when we're in control of everything. And that's part of what makes the motherload so heavy, is like, I wish I could delegate this to you, but I don't feel safe to delegate it to you because it's too scary for me to give up control over something that might harm my child, you know? So like, there's all the psychology around motherhood in that. But I think what's interesting to talk about with it, because I am sure the heads are nodding listening to us, is okay, so then Natalie, like when you're feeling that way and the people pleasing tendency comes up, or saying no and meaning no and being like, deal with it, to the other person, and all of like, how do you manage your nervous system through days like today where you're just like, everything is bothering me, and like, I feel like I have to do everybody's job for them, and why can't you just follow, like, I shouldn't have to jump in on your job. I shouldn't have to correct you on the way you do your job after I've given you explicit instructions on how to do it. I shouldn't overhear you say something that makes my skin crawl and I have to go fix it. You know, like these are things that I shouldn't have to do, but are very common that we do have to do as mothers, as business owners, as partners to spouses and stuff. And it's like, okay, we can't change other people's behavior. All we can do is control our own. So when you're having one of these like overstimulated, over-responsible days, what do we do? And how, like, not that we're perfect at doing it, but what are the tools that we know? And what are the tools that you want to grow into? Because I feel like that's like where the interesting learning comes, is like, what have you seen out there that other people do where you're like, I need to get better at that in order to manage this demand on my energy or this demand on my focus?
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's five-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything pre-packaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple, and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So, if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted, and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
Well, I would say I haven't had a day where it's been like a lot of over responsibility today, like lots of things coming up, but I feel like I am closing a really big chapter in my life of over-responsibility. I felt like last year I was closing a big chapter on people-pleasing, but there was still some leakage, which was over-responsibility. And this year I'm closing a chapter on over-responsibility. I just have felt activated on that this week, not because of specific people or instances that have come up, but because I'm starting to become really aware of what I do and don't want in my life. And I think when you have friends in your life that do the work, or you have partners, employees that do the work, it shows you a lot of what you do want more of and what you're no longer going to tolerate. You know, we made some team changes last year and that was a big thing. And there's just a lot of that. So that's what I feel like I'm doing, is I feel like I'm really closing that chapter. And for me, it's definitely quite hard to change those patterns because it's so ingrained in me to jump in, to just take extra load on, to take the reins, to take control. And I do care about people's feelings. I, of course, never want to upset anyone. So whenever I'm like being clear on a boundary or being clear on what's not working for me, I try and do my own work first and really think about how I'm going to say it. And even just last week, I had to have a conversation about something I didn't want to do. And I didn't want to hurt that person's feelings. But instead of doing a voice note or a call where I felt like my words might get a little bit muddy, I typed everything out and I reread it. And I just made sure, like, is my side of the street fully clean here? And am I leading with an open heart? That part is really important to me. Like when I look up to people that I admire and the way that they do life or business, they do it with an open heart. And they do it with a curiosity, not a judgment. And they do it in a soft way, even being direct. I think there's a way to be very clear and direct in an open-hearted way. And so that's kind of the lens that I put my messages through, is I will try and type something out versus just hopping in the moment to say it. And I do feel like that really helps. But it's a lot of the hard work, I think, is rewriting the patterns internally. Like when you maybe have been brought up being the resourceful one or the responsible one, that's in your head as a way to stay safe. So that's what you default to, or at least I'm saying you, me, that's what I would default to.
Yeah, no, same. I think that we've talked about this a lot, but the, like the generational expectation of like our generation was like, you can do anything. And we read it as we should do everything. And then when we can't do everything, or we take everything on, and then we get overburdened and we're in over responsibility. And then we blame ourselves for letting people down. And it's like, no, it's because you can't do all of these things well. Like you're not letting people down. You just like don't have capacity to do everything. But then it feels somehow it gets like read as internal shame instead of just a boundary that gets to be created, or no meaning no. And I think it's interesting you brought in freedom, and we talk so much about freedom. And I think that's like the last little bit of this as we were talking offline that's so important around over responsibility is, I think there's this misunderstanding with ambition and wanting to go make something of yourself, that like in order to achieve at the level that a lot of us want to achieve so that we can be free, the answer to that level of ambition is like just working so hard and taking responsibility for everything and doing it all and not letting a single thing drop. And we've both been in that phase in our lives and it hasn't worked out, you know? And it's like this huge aha moment and awakening to go, oh, the relationship between ambition and freedom is to let your ambition guide you to just the things that you do well and just the things that only you can do, and figure out along the way where you have to say no and you have to put a boundary up, or you have to communicate really, really directly with curiosity and all of that to say, is this the right thing for us to be spending time on right now? Is this the right place for me to be? And that's actually where you get set free. It's not from doing everything. It's from doing just select things really, really well that are in full alignment and full authenticity. And that is a hard pattern to change, because I think so many of us, our reward system is based on the pride that we get from being able to do so many things. And it's like, it's very hard to unwind that and go, I'm only going to do a couple of things, and I'm going to trust that those are going to be done so well and so satisfyingly that that's where the intrinsic reward and hopefully the extrinsic reward will come from. But to have that level of trust goes back to safety. Like, a lot of it doesn't always feel safe to trust that if we let some stuff go, we're going to be okay. So yeah, so it's a big topic. And I know we talk a ton about mindset and stuff, but I feel like this is a good place for a lot of people to jump into inner work, to really look at where am I feeling over responsibility right now in my business, in my life, in my relationships, with my own relationship to self? And where can I look at boundaries again? Where can I say no? Where can I be more curious and more open-hearted and more direct? Like, we talk about directness a lot, right? Like, where can I just be more direct with people and say what I mean and save myself from 8 more rounds of uncomfortable conversations, you know? And what is my true freedom? You know, what do I really want? What does freedom really mean to me? And how is my over-responsibility limiting my freedom right now? And then starting with that answer and then going out into the webs of what do I need to change my business and my life and my relationships?
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane, during long travel days, or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories, ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. If people are like, okay, well, what is over responsibility? What does this look like? If you are not living in alignment, if you are saying yes to things you don't want to say yes to, if you're doing things that you don't want to be doing out of fear of upsetting someone or letting someone down, I'm going to go ahead and say you're probably feeling over responsible.
Yeah.
That's what over responsibility looks like. It looks like not being in alignment with you, your desires, your wants, your truth. That is over responsibility, and it is so common for women, more than men. It really is more common for women.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we see it all the time in CEO Mama, really, really common for moms and women in general. And I also feel like there's this twinge of taking care of other people. And it's funny because I just had this thought this morning between one of our Zooms, like, my parents are aging, like, my dad's retired, my mom's about to retire. They're starting to like not be able to generate income, you know, and they have to rely on their retirement. And this is a whole conversation cycle that is so interesting to me, because I can't imagine ever retiring, but maybe I'll change my mind when I'm 65. But, you know, and they're both like, oh, I just don't have enough in my retirement. Like this whole dialogue about not having enough in retirement. And my whole thing is like, I just want you to live your life. Like, you don't have to work anymore. Like, go enjoy your life. Like, the money will be fine. I'll take care of you. And then I'm like, well, could I really take care of them? Like, I don't know what their living expenses are. And so it started this whole cycle in my mind of like, I do want to help my parents like live out their final years or decades in a way that doesn't feel stressful to them and doesn't feel stressful to me. But my mind immediately went to like, oh, do I have enough money for that? Like, I just bought a house. Like, do I have enough money to take care of my parents? And I was like, whoa, scarcity. Like, whoa. So where is this boundary of responsibility? And this is my own work that I need to do, is like, I'm not responsible to take care of them. Like, there's no implied I have to, but I want to. And so it's also asking that question of like, where is taking care of other people in your life, like your kids, your family, whatever it might be, where is that something that you get to do and you want to do that does feel like freedom, because you're like, I can free them. Like, I want to free my mom from stress about money. Like, that would be so such a generational unlock for me. But I could see that very quickly turning into like over responsibility, where now I'm responsible for her livelihood. And like, so it's two sides of the same coin. And because it came up for me, I'm like, I wonder other people who have like aging parents, and where you're the first one in a long line of people to make a lot of money. And it's like, whoa, okay, there is some responsibility here, but I don't want to make too much of it to the point where it becomes negative, where it starts to feel burdensome and spins me out into scarcity. So I'm in the same work, and I wanted to share that because these are new thoughts I've never had before. And I'm like, man, this could very quickly turn to feeling responsible for their livelihoods and their happiness and their retirement. That does not feel motivating or expansive or free to me at all.
Mm. Oh, so good. So good. I'm so glad we're just like talking about what we were just like, should we just turn on our microphones? Because I feel like we need to have a conversation about this. And I'm just glad we're talking about stuff, because like you said, this is the perfect place to start that inner work and get really clear on, okay, what are my actual desires? What am I doing because I really truly want to do it? And what am I doing out of obligation? And the less obligation stuff we do, the more we can actually do the stuff that does light us up and does feel really freeing and does feel great. Like you're saying about your parents. Yes, yes, yes. I'm all for it. Love our little chit chats like this.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll see you guys next week.
See you soon.
Bye.